We're talking BRICS fever. Explain all.
Yes, and they're moving on. This is the group of emerging economies known as BRICS. So Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. Leaders in those countries are meeting today. They're set to launch two new financial institutions to rival the World Bank and the IMF. They'll be contributing to a $100 billion fund to help fight future financial crises. But they're also going to finalise details of a development bank designed to provide loans for infrastructure projects across the block. Now, this is because emerging economies say that institutions like the IMF are too US-dominated. William Hildebrandt has more.
Faced with what they say is American dominance, the BRICS nations are taking matters into their own hands. Each of the five members will contribute $10 billion to the creation of a $50 billion development bank, and they will also approve the creation of a $100 billion currency reserve fund, with China contributing more than 40%.
Western media have said that developing countries can no longer play a vital role in global economic growth, but that is not the case.
The leaders of the world's five largest emerging markets hope the moves provide a counterbalance to institutions like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, with easier lending and less restrictions.
Emerging countries have felt that the conditionality of the IMF has been extremely heavy to carry. It's kind of interference into their political system, so they want to be independent financially.
Though BRICS countries are now facing difficulties, at just over 5.3%, economic growth for the group is roughly half the pace 7 years ago.
So I think this time it's really like indeed to sit down to discuss the issue, to discuss the future about BRICS, because now currently people are kind of joking. BRICS now only one maybe BRIC left, it's a China.
While BRICS members look to shift the balance, critics say neither the development bank nor the reserve fund will be enough to boost their waning influence.